keepenglish.com.
Welcome back to day five of our course. Today we're back with a new audio lesson and to give you another active listening story. So far, we've talked about how there is only one way to improve listening and one way to improve speaking. Listen a lot and speak a lot. We've talked about how studying grammar and vocabulary can stop you from listening a lot and speaking a lot. We've talked about how worrying about mistakes can stop you from listening a lot and speaking a lot. And we've talked about how trying to be perfect can stop you from listening a lot and speaking a lot. We've also talked about what can help you to speak more and listen more. Be positive about mistakes. Mistakes are your friends. Be confident. And if you don't feel confident, fake it until you make it. The most important thing we hope you take away from this one-week course is don't study more English. Use more English, speak more English, and listen to more English. Okay, today we want to give you another active listening story. It's about a man named Aaron who went hiking alone. Something terrible happened to Aaron, and he had to choose between losing his life or cutting off his own arm. This true story is not for the weak of heart, but we chose it because it's a good chance for you to use your imagination. We call these active listening stories because we don't want you passively listening. We want you to be engaged and active, and we want you to connect with the story. That's why we made the stories interesting and meaningful. The best way to connect with the stories is to use your imagination. When you're listening to the story, it's not enough to just understand it. Really try to imagine the story. Close your eyes and see it. Create the story in your mind with as much detail as you can. This story is about a man who goes hiking. Close your eyes and imagine. What does he look like? When you're listening, stop the audio and imagine what you're hearing. What does the place look like? See the mountains, see the sky, feel the wind. Imagine it all. Don't just imagine how everything looks. Use as many senses as you can to make the story as real as possible. And don't forget about emotion. How does the main character feel? In today's active listening story, something terrible happens to Aaron. Is he scared, sad, peaceful, hopeful? Focus on your feelings and the feelings of the characters to make a more powerful, direct connection to the story. The stronger your connection to the story, the more you will process the language. The more you process the story, the more you will process the structures, the grammar, the vocabulary, everything. Remember, we're not asking you to study vocabulary and grammar. Don't study more. Listen more, speak more, and use your imagination. If you do this many times, you will naturally process the grammar and vocabulary without thinking about it. This is the secret to learning language. Engage with meaningful and interesting stories naturally, and your listening and speaking will naturally improve. You don't have to think about it. You just have to put in the time. Speak more, listen more, use your imagination, and have fun. We hope you enjoy today's active listening story. We'll be back tomorrow with day 6 of our course and another active speaking story to help you improve your speaking. Speak more, listen more, use your imagination, and have fun.